I'm Liz Palka reporting. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi urged the United States to make a wise decision on trade Thursday. This as the Trump administration prepares to release a list of tariffs targeting $50 billion in Chinese goods. Speaking at a news briefing Thursday, flanked by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, the Chinese government's top diplomat said, quote, we are now facing two options. One is cooperation and win-win. The other is confrontation and lose-lose. We have chosen the first one, and we hope the U.S. will make the same wise choice. Wang urged the United States to not take any unilateral steps that would create obstacles for future negotiations. Secretary Pompeo was in Asia following Tuesday's summit in Singapore between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. After meetings with South Korean and Japanese officials in Seoul, Pompeo traveled to Beijing. Wang said China is ready to play a constructive role in North Korea's denuclearization process. Pompeo said he felt satisfied with China's commitment to the conditions.
China has reaffirmed its commitment to honoring the UN Security Council resolutions. Those have mechanisms for relief contained in them, and we agreed that at the appropriate time that those would be considered. But we have made very clear that the sanctions and the economic relief that North Korea will receive will only happen after the full denuclearization.
Pompeo also held face-to-face meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting Thursday regarding coalition airstrikes in Hodeidah, Yemen. Marie-Claire Fagali of the International Committee of the Red Cross said the fighting will only aggravate one of the world's worst humanitarian crises.
Tens of thousands of civilians will be displaced in Hodeidah. We are also very concerned that the water infrastructure and then the electricity infrastructure will be damaged, which will be detrimental to the population of Hodeidah.
Airstrikes began early Wednesday. Two people were stabbed to death at a mosque in South Africa Thursday, and several others wounded before the attacker was killed by police. The attack took place in the town of Malmesbury near the city of Cape Town. Police say the attacker ignored calls to surrender and was shot dead after he tried to attack officers. No motive has been given for the attack. The UN General Assembly adopted a non-binding resolution condemning Israel's use of excessive force against Palestinian protesters. The resolution condemns Israel for excessive use of force against Palestinian demonstrators on the Israeli-Gaza border and calls for the protection of the Palestinian civilian population in Gaza. A U.S. amendment to condemn Hamas did not get enough support. It has been 1 year since a fire ravaged a social housing high-rise in West London. 72 people were killed. Survivors, neighbors, and British musicians gathered at the base of the Grenfell Tower for a vigil Thursday. Omar Gamari lost friends in the fire.
We saw people screaming and shouting in every kind of language, and we saw people trying to throw their kids out, and people that died, which was not right.
A nationwide minute silence was led by Queen Elizabeth II. The silence was also observed by the England soccer team training in Russia for the World Cup. And the 2018 FIFA World Cup kicked off Thursday in Moscow, the first match between host Russia and Saudi Arabia. Fans of both teams buzzed about the city prior to the game. Farhat Shaban spoke about what it means seeing the Saudi Arabian team on the world stage.
I think it's a good achievement to play on a, you know, international level. The whole world is watching, and we gonna prove that we can play some soccer.
Both sets of fans were optimistic and in high spirits. The games run through July 15th. And U.S. Vice President Mike Pence plans to visit volcano victims in Guatemala as part of a three-nation trip at the end of the month. The trip aimed at building Latin American ties and pressuring Venezuela, according to the White House on Thursday. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.